You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Tuesday. It is the 30th of August, and we're just about a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Oh, smoothest place on your radio dial. Well, probably a little bit later on today. Let's take a look, shall we? Let me just get them up on screen. Some of those things that are relevant to today's date. I say it is the 30th of August. It doesn't seem possible, really, does it? Constitution Day today, that is being celebrated in Kazakhstan. Constitution Day, that's in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Independence Day, this is Tatarstan in Russia. Not formally recognised, apparently, but I like that. Tata, it's like saying goodbye to Stanley, isn't it? Tata Stan. Also, International Day of the Disappeared today. St. Rose of Lima's Day, that's celebrated in Peru. And in Turkey today, what are they celebrating? They're celebrating Victory Day.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Right now we turn our attention to the Soul Train gang, the Soul Train line. The master storyteller, Mr. Curtis Mayfield, has shown up on the show.
Just to take a break.
That's what it's called. It comes from Daft Punk.
Lose yourself to dance.
I do like that. Of course, Pharrell Williams on there. Daft Punk, by the way, they were a French electronic music duo formed in 1993 back in Paris by Thomas Bangalier and Guy Manuel de Homem Cristo. And they had an absolutely brilliant career. So they formed back in 1993 and disbanded in 2021, much to a lot of people's. What a shame. And no reason was given. Their publicist didn't give any reason for it as well. Great. That was Daft Punk and Lose Yourself to Dance. This is S Club 7. Club 7 and Cross My Heart, British and pop group, by the way, that were created by the former Spice Girls manager, Simon Fuller. The group, they were formed in London, and they quickly rose to fame by starring in their own BBC television series, which was called Miami 7. In their 5 years together, S Club 7 had 4 UK number one singles, 1 UK number one album, and a string of hits right through Europe as well, as a top 10 hit in the United States Hot 100. Now, with their 2000, the year 2000, their single Never Had a Dream Come True, they, by the way, they also recorded 4 studio albums. but they split up initially in 2003. That was that 5 years. They did try getting back together. One of them left, so they had to drop the seven because there was only six. They tried again in 2014 and 15 and then, well, basically, I guess, gave up. S Club 7 here on this morning's breakfast show. I tell you what, great morning for you this morning. Got a guest joining me a little bit later on Zoom today. That's going to be around about 8:20, 8:30. Contact, that's the name that it goes under. And they're going to be chatting to me about, he's going to be chatting to me about their music. And I was taking a listen yesterday. It's really quite, it's different. And for me, quite good as well. I like sort of some of this type of music. So that's it. Contact, that's the name. Going to be with me. The album, by the way, if you want to check it out, the one I was listening to yesterday was Paradigm. Do go and check them out. But anyway, I'm going to be talking with Contact this morning at around about 8:20 to 8:30. And that's, well, that's ideally brought me pretty close to the time to put you in the shower on this Tuesday morning. All right, so what have I got for you? Well, first of all, let's get you in there. Turn on the water. There we go. Okay. That's it. There we go. Right. Now, let me see. What have I got? Oh, I tell you what, I got this.
Shit.
So freaking out into the distance, though. That is Chic and Jack Lafique. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 19 minutes after the hour. 6 o'clock this morning, and time to get you... Yes, there you go. Out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. What I find incredible, it's already the 30th of August. And considering I just came back from vacation right at the beginning of August, it really has gone very quick. Look forward to... Look forward to the Christmas decorations coming in the shops by the weekend, probably.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
there we go. We're trying to work a bit of magic here on the Breakfast Show. Abracadabra. Steve Miliband. Before that one, Alan Parsons Project. And, of course, Eye in the Sky. We're 28 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed. It is The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. We're just making our way to 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Let's take a look at some of the local headlines that are in the papers today. And we'll be looking at these in a little bit more detail a little bit later on this morning, 8 and 9 o'clock. It's back again. Yes, the issues with the pharmacies. Unfortunately, the National Union of Pharmacy Owners, UNPROFA, filed on Monday before the Third Administrative Litigation Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice a lawsuit to declare Executive Decree number 17 of the 10th of August illegal and Resolution number 82 of the 16th of August, both related to the discount on medicines. Now, the story is this, of course, so through Executive Decree 17 of the 10th of August, a 30% discount was set on the price of 170 medications, while Resolution 82 of the 16th of August specified that international laboratories must sell to drug distribution companies at least 30% less than the sale price registered in each laboratory. The 170 drugs selected by the Panamanian government, this is as of the 30th of June, so they said that the laboratories must sell them at 30% less. However, by the way, on top of that, of course, don't forget the pharmacies also said that they must continue to give the additional 20% discount to retirees, so they would end up getting 50%, so that's not being covered, is it? Perez said that the distributors, despite Resolution 82, still have not complied, or they do not make the credit notes of the products of the pharmacies. Now, he added that they are not even dispatched by their distributors, arguing that the laboratories have not yet confirmed the 30%, that 30%, including laboratories of the Central American and Caribbean Federation of Pharmaceutical Laboratories. They've not done it either, so it's for that reason that they've taken it to court. And sticking with medicine or drugs, the Director of Pharmacy and Drugs for the Ministry of Health, Elvia Alau, affirmed on Monday that medicines containing the active ingredient ranitidine in all its pharmaceutical forms were withdrawn from the country. The decision was made in compliance with Resolution 317 of the 11th of August, which orders the preventative and immediate suspension of the health registration of all drugs that contain the active ingredient ranitidine. All right. Sticking with drugs, but a little bit of a different slant on it, some 42.1 tons of drugs seized in Panama began to be transferred on Monday to the United States for proper incineration. In this mission, the United States provides a plane from its Air Force at no cost to Panama to move the cargo. Said illicit substance was guarded by an agent from the Directorate of Judicial Investigation and a drug prosecutor from Panama, explained the Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino. And in 2021, by the way, Panama seized 128.7 tons of drugs, and so far in 2022, 65 tons have been seized. Now, this is the worrying one, the sustainability crisis of the exclusively defined benefit subsystem, which feeds the retiree pensions, threatens to put strong additional pressure on a deteriorated position of the country's public finances. Between 2019 and 2021, mainly due to the imposition of restrictions on the economy during the pandemic and increased spending, public debt soared from 46.3% to 63.7% of gross domestic products. In nominal terms, as of July of 2022, the balance of the non-financial public sector debt was $42,939 million. Now, they go on to say that nearly $180 million is paid monthly now to retirees. Meanwhile, if there are no changes to the system, the reserves would run out between the end of 2023 and the beginning of 2024, and then the government's going to have to find the money to pay the pensions. Panama Foreign Minister Erika Muñoz reported that the country recovered 343 archaeological pieces that were identified in the Netherlands. We're replacing this same effort as well in other countries, and the next archaeological return will come from Italy, Muñoz said. Meanwhile, the Panamanian embassy in the Netherlands highlighted that after several years of work, the pieces were transferred back to our country. If things continue as they are going, I think we could calmly wait for our patriotic parades. This was announced by the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, regarding the queries that have been made to him with respect to the celebrations, of course, in November. Sucre said that the positivity of COVID-19 is at 13%, a percentage that has dropped, which is good. The official added that it is necessary to maintain that control. I think we can wait for our patriotic parades. We're going to wait for what happens with the carnivals first. We go step by step, he stressed. And on the other hand, the Minister of Health indicated that the issue of eliminating the mask in public transport continues to be analysed, precisely given the low positivity of COVID-19 in the country. In addition, he reported that this week, the measure that required the QR code or the vaccination card from travellers would be removed. Our population is well covered, and we aspire to continue with the vaccination process, he said. So there we are. That's that. Even when we went on vacation last month, and luckily remembered before we left, and we had to go online and fill out a form for the Ministry of Health here in Panama. And but nothing has sort of been mentioned to it by the airline or that while we were. So anyway, we did fill it in, myself and a good lady, and when we got to Panama, the immigration officer actually asked to see our QR codes, which we had on our phone, and she did scan them to make sure that they were all correct. But it looks like that is going, that requirement is going to be dropped, which I guess is a bit of good news. We're 23 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We started off with Cold Cut featuring Lisa Stansfield and her song People. And People Hold On. And followed on there, David Bowie with China Girl. That goes back to 1977. That was released back in May of 1977. It was on the album, Idiots. That was, I'm talking about Iggy Pop. But he wrote it, David Bowie wrote it, and also recorded it himself. I tell you what, I just received this in, which I thought was rather nice. Firstly, though, I tell you what I want to do. I want to remind you about something. Don't go away. I'm just trying to get out of my laptop thingy here, my organizer. Yes, it's organized, isn't it? No, I just wanted to remind you, as you're making your way into work, our friends at Des Gourmet Store, the delicatessen store and speciality foods. It's also now, of course, in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic. That's, of course, the Pacific Center. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday, so do pop along. Go in there, drop in there, and get yourself something for breakfast. Now, this was just sent in. This was came in on my personal WhatsApp this morning. And it says here, very nice definition of time. And I was sort of taken and I thought, yeah, it is rather good. Here's a very nice definition of time. Time is slow when you wait. Time is fast when you are late. Time is deadly when you are sad. And time is short when you are happy. Time is endless when you're in pain. And time is long when you feel bored. Every time is determined by your feelings and your psychological conditions, and not by clocks. Right? So have a nice time. Always.
Thank you.
Just love that song. That's the second one this morning already from the Alan Parsons Project. It was released back in 1981, in April of 81, and it was from the 1980 album, The Turn of a Friendly Card. In the United States, the song peaked at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100, and on the US Adult Contemporary chart, time peaked at number 10. In addition, it spent 2 weeks at number 14 on the Cashbox, making it the group's second most successful single. The most successful one being Don't Answer Me from 1984. That got the 15 on the Hot 100. By the way, Cashbox ranked Time as the 94th biggest hit of 1981. Outside the US, the song peaked at number 30 in Canada. Say that is one of my, that would be one of my desert islanders. That would be one of the tracks of music I would want to take with me. It's beautiful. By the way, that's one of my favorite tracks. This one isn't.
Running fast along the side.
What is that? I mean, it's nice. I mean, I would probably play it if I'm having some fun and want to jog around to something, but I couldn't tell you who was on that. I recognize the song, of course, from Tiny Dancer from Elton John, but listening to that, it's not even really that easy to recognize Elton John's voice. And for a single to come out, this is her first single since she came out of her conservative issues. And I would like to hear Britney Spears. But it's so sort of, electronically adjusted. I mean, it'd be very difficult to sing that live, I would even think. So, it's okay, but it certainly doesn't warrant to be at number one, which apparently is where it is. That's my opinion. I've got a little thing. My mother bought me this, God rest her soul, when she was alive. I've got this little plaque here on the studio in front of me. It says, everyone is entitled to my opinion. You can just ignore it. Right, so time on The Breakfast Show. We're just coming up for the top of the hour. And I'd say, well, let's just do a quick one. A quick one of these, shall we?
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with a seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And tell you what, don't forget to join us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. My guest is going to be Contact. Yes, that's the name of the artist, Contact. We're going to be talking about their music or his music. And I was going through some last night. It's different. And a lot of it I really do quite like. So that's my guest in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Right now, let's take a look at some of the international news for today. At least 4 people were killed and 4 have been wounded in Russian shelling of Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, on Tuesday, the regional governor has said. As a result of the shelling of the central part of Kharkiv, at least 4 people died and 4 more were injured. Oleg Synhobov, governor of the Kharkiv region in the northeast of Ukraine, wrote on Telegram messaging app. Now, Russia, which invaded Ukraine on the 24th of February in what it calls a special military operation, denies deliberately targeting civilians, though its attacks have devastated Ukrainian towns and cities. And France has accused Moscow on Tuesday of using energy supply as a weapon of war, as Russian gas giant Gazprom reduced deliveries to one of its main utilities and prepared to halt flows along a major pipeline to Germany. European governments are scrambling to respond to soaring energy costs for businesses and households and to find alternatives to Russian supply to store for the winter. Western nations fear that Moscow is driving up gas prices to try to weaken their resolve in opposing its invasion of Ukraine, a tactic Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday dubbed economic terrorism. Moscow denies it is doing this. The European Union must not stop Russian tourists from visiting the bloc, Germany and France said ahead of a foreign ministers meeting in Prague that will discuss demands by the Baltic states and some other members for a visa ban. While understanding the concerns of some member states in this context, we should not underestimate the transformative power of experiencing life in democratic systems at first hand, especially for future generations, a Franco-German document seen by Reuters on Tuesday has said. Russia condemned the destruction of Soviet war memorials in the three Baltic states and accused them on Tuesday of persecuting their Russian-speaking minorities. In a forcefully worded statement, Moscow and Latvia, Lithuania and Estonia were guilty of xenophobia, saying that they were treating their ethnic Russian minorities as second-class people. It said Russian language media, kindergartens and schools were being shut down. The more China provokes, the more calm Taiwan must be. But restraint does not mean that there cannot be strong countermeasures if needed, President Tsai Ing-wen said on Tuesday, visiting frontline forces based on islands in the sensitive Taiwan Strait. China, which claims Taiwan as its territory despite the strong objections of the government in Taipei, has carried out military exercises around the island this month after a visit by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva maintains a 12 percentage point lead over far-right incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro. This is ahead of the October election, according to a new poll published on Monday. The survey by the IPEC, formerly known as IBOPE, showed Lula with 44% of voter support against 32% for Bolsonaro in the first round of the election scheduled for the 2nd of October, the same percentage of a poll from 2 weeks ago. The European Union needs to help develop the economic potential of the Amazon's biodiversity. Brazil's former leader, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and a candidate, of course, in this year's presidential race, told members of the European Parliament on Monday. Lula said Brazil needs partnerships to develop the Amazon region economically without damaging the rainforest. Brazil needs to share research so that everything that is rich in that region can be discovered. Brazil will not close itself in. Brazil intends to build partnerships with many countries, he added. Representatives of Colombia's oil, mining and tourism industries told opposition lawmakers on Monday a $5.7 billion tax reform proposed by the government of leftist president Gustavo Petro could put their sectors at risk. Petro, who took office early this month, has said that he is willing to negotiate on the reform which seeks to raise 25 trillion pesos in 2023 to fund anti-poverty programs. Guatemalan Foreign Minister Mario Bucaro said on Tuesday that the Central American country will always support Taiwan. This was after China conducted its largest ever military drills around the self-ruled island earlier this month. Meeting Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen at the presidential office in Taipei, and Bucaro said that Guatemala and Taiwan were like-minded countries united by a democratic alliance. And back to Brazil. Brazilian state prosecutors on Monday pressed charges against a German diplomat accused of the murder of his Belgian husband and are investigating reports that he has left the country after court released him from police custody. Uwe Herbert Hahn, who worked at the German consulate in Rio de Janeiro, was indicted by the city prosecutor's office with aggravated murder following the death of his husband, Walter Biot, earlier this month. On Friday, a state court released Hahn from a preemptive arrest, which he had been on since the 7th of August, claiming that prosecutors missed the initial deadline to present charges. According to Brazilian news portal G1, Hahn took a flight out of Brazil and arrived in Frankfurt, Germany, early on Monday. The prosecutor's office said it is still investigating whether the consul has actually left the country. So that's it. Some things in the international business and the business here in the Americas brought to you on this morning's breakfast show, and that's taken us time-wise to 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the breakfast show, 89.3 Cool FM.
I wake up terrify myself again. Cake to make up and a little loss. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Who am I fooling when I got a list? Ideas so point them only to exist. I lost my place. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost my faith in you. I walk out of my masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling when I gotta live? Much too exhausted only to resist. I lost my
greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Shooting my time.
Both of those two came from Robbie Williams. That's his latest single. It's called Lost. This is Kylie Minogue and Confide in Me. Yasmin's just been taking a look at some of the news coming in, some of the news on the internet. There's a fire in a building in Via Argentina. Towards the top of the building, looks like the fire brigade were very quick and getting there, got it under control already. But if you are around that area, no doubt there is quite a bit of congestion. So now you know why. If you can avoid Via Argentina at the moment, because the fire trucks obviously going to have to get away, etc. So just be aware of that. One more piece of music, and then we'll take a look at the weather, shall we? Whether or not you should get out of bed.
Happiness ain't something you sit back and you wait for. Confidence is throwing your heart through every brick wall. I kickstart the rhythm, all the drama's a remission. No, I don't need permission. Feel so good to dance again. Feel so good to dance again. With my emotions, I'm just a going in with everything to dance again. Feel so good. Vulnerable ain't easy, believe me, but I go there. It's like I'm 10 feet tall.
That is Selena Gomez and Dance Again. Right, let's take a look at that weather. I can tell you, looking out the studio window this morning, out there, it's lovely. I hate to say it, it is. It's lovely. Means it won't last. Let's take a look. Let's start over there in Costa Rica in Colombia. By the way, the sun is shining here, which is all rather nice. Costa Rica in the province of Colón for today. 30 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature. 20 degrees will be the minimum. Thermal sensations at 36 degrees Celsius with relative humidity at 85%. Chance of a few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated showers in the afternoon and a few showers tonight. Moving over to west of Panama, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature with 23 the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation a little bit higher, so is the relative humidity at 80%. It says that cloudy for this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and rain with thunderstorms tonight. Here in the metropolitan area, we've got 31 degrees Celsius, our maximum temperature, with 23 the minimum. Not quite as hot as West Panama at 37 degrees Celsius. Our relative humidity, though, the same at 80%. It says cloudy, but I can tell you right now, there's plenty of sunshine out there. So, but they do say cloudy for this morning. It's early yet. Isolated rains with thunderstorms this afternoon. And tonight, we're looking at isolated showers again. Now, out in the Perilous Islands, out there in the Gulf of Panama, let's see what is happening out there. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 39, yes, that is the last of mild discomfort. 39 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. The relative humidity you see is that bit higher at 90%. Cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and rain with thunderstorms tonight. Now, moving on to maritime conditions for today, let's take a look. Let's take our look at the tides, starting with the Pacific Ocean. We're looking at two high tides and one low today. High tide, the first one was at 5:39 this morning. That was 4.88 meters. Low tide will be at 11:50, just before midday. That'll be 0.27 of a meter. And the last high tide, that'll be at 5:54 tonight, just before 6 o'clock this evening. 4.75 meter high tide. On the Caribbean, we have a full set, two up, two down, high tide. The first one was at 2:30 this morning, and that was 0.18 of a meter. Low tide, that will be at 9:06, and that'll be 0.06 of a meter. The last high tide will be at 3:56 this afternoon. That's just before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The last low tide, 10:25. Tonight, and that'll be 0.09 of a meter. And if you want to know the movement during the course of the day, because I always have a little chuckle to myself when I look at the Caribbean compared to the Pacific, the high tide will be 6 inches, the low tide 2 inches, the high tide, the second high tide 7 inches, and the last low tide 3 inches. So you've got very, very little movement, haven't you? Oh, never ceases to fascinate me. Mind you, I'm easily fascinated. Now, let's take a look and see the sea conditions. We're looking at starting with the Caribbean. No advisory for you this morning. Wind negligible, just a 5 kilometre breeze coming from the southeast, and waves just at 1 foot. That's for this morning. This afternoon, good conditions are continuing. Waves are picking up, but not by much. Sorry, not the waves. The wind is picking up, but not by much. 7 to 9 kilometres an hour. It'll be coming from the north-northeast in the afternoon. Waves continuing at just 1 foot. On the Pacific, we're looking again. Good conditions, very light breeze this morning. It'll be coming from the east, and it will be 7 kilometres an hour. And again, like the other side, just negligible waves, just 1 foot. This afternoon, we are looking at the same, 7 kilometres an hour, the breeze, and that'll be coming from the west in the afternoon. Waves are going to continue at just 1 foot. So there we go. That's it. There's your look at the weather report for today here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Chris Montez there, and Let's Dance. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 25 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I'm going to be with you right through, I'll be here right through till 10 o'clock this morning. So if you can, do stick around, all right? It's always nice when we've got people listening. Really. And talking about people that are listening, I tell you, I've got to do one of these.
You will never forget with your favourite DJ.
That must be me. Let's say a very good morning to Rosita. She says, good morning. My birthday wish today is that you always share your beautiful music, guests, incredible and awesome humour, and warm heart always. Hugs, blessings, my dear friend Jerry, and of course Yasmin, your parrot. I wouldn't include the parrot right now. And your crew. Rosita, very, very happy birthday to you. I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful day. Lovely picture of some roses there. If I don't, I'd have probably tried to send you some myself. But I tell you what, I did take a little rummage around my music collection and see if I could find something, something appropriate for you. I hope this one works out. I haven't listened to it all the way through yet. But it's from George Baker.
Cowboy, I travel every day, every night in the cantina, boozing all the booze away. But since the day I met my Rosie, I feel like another man. I will always love her, I will never leave her, doing all the best I can. I can hear the church bell ring, then I love her through the night. No, for me there's no more fighting, now that I'm a wiser man. I will always love her, I will never leave her, doing all the best I can.
There we go. George Baker and Rosita. We can normally find a piece of music for most occasions, can't we? Rosita, you have an absolutely wonderful day. Do enjoy yourself. Special day for Rosita. Happy birthday. Right, what should we do now? Oh, I know, it's that time. We'll do this.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. And great to be with you this morning. We are 27 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Taking a look at some of the business news for this morning, European shares rose on Tuesday following a two-day slump as banking stocks boosted bourses on the back of higher interest rate expectations. Though fears around a burgeoning energy crisis and looming recession kept gains in check. The pan-European stocks at 600 rose 1% after a sell-off of about 2.5% over the last two sessions, driven by a hawkish tone struck by European Central Bank speakers and US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, which bumped up rate expectations. Bank stocks, which tend to benefit from higher interest rate environments, rose 2.2% after traders priced in more than a two-thirds chance of a 75 basis point move at the ECB's September the 8th policy meeting. A number of ECB officials spoke in favour of rate hikes, but what matters more is whether markets have confidence in the ECB to significantly tighten despite all adversaries. This is from Commerzbank analyst Esther Reichert. US stocks index futures rose on Tuesday after a rough start to the week on fears of aggressive rate hikes by the Federal Reserve, with investors looking ahead to consumer confidence and jobs data later in the day. The benchmark S&P 500 index has fallen nearly 4% since Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's Jackson Hole speech last week that reaffirmed the central bank's determination to aggressively raise interest rates to fight inflation despite a slowing economy. Berkshire Hathaway Inc., the investment firm owned by Warren Buffett, has sold 1.33 million Hong Kong listed shares of BYD, the biggest Chinese electric vehicle maker. This is for around about Hong Kong dollars, 370 million, which works out at 47.5 million US dollars, according to a filing. Berkshire reduced its holding to 19.92% from 20.49% of BYD's total issued H shares after the sale. The filing on Hong Kong Stock Exchange showed on Tuesday. Tesla Inc. Chief Executive Elon Musk has set his young company on an aggressive expansion path like no other auto executive has dreamed, but one riddled with potholes and roadblocks that could stall or sidetrack the journey. Musk's audacious goal of selling 20 million electric vehicles in 2030 is at the center of the company's growth promise for shareholders and its pledge to drive the adoption of sustainable energy. If achieved, it would make Tesla twice the size of any automaker in history, accounting for roughly 20% of the global vehicle market. And a court in Russia on Tuesday fined streaming company Twitch 3 million rubles, which is around about $50,209, for refusing to remove a two-hour interview with an advisor to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Russian news agencies have reported Twitch did not immediately respond to a request for comment. That's some of the stuff in the international business news for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
Just growing up untied.
There we go, that is the Killers. It's called Boy. This is John Legend, and it's called All She Wants to Do.
She moves in peculiar ways. This room is nothing more than her stage. It's so cruel. The life of the party should be the death of me. I told her you're the love of my night. I won't stop till you're the love of my life. I won't stop till you're the one that I'm taking home. One I've been waiting for. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is get up on it. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hands. She don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is,
all I wanna do is get my nails done. Yeah, all I wanna do is spend a big fun. Twerk, twerk all night on your grandson. Little west side chick out of London. Top boy boo that be getting to the food. Need a G with some peas that be getting all the juice. Day night for my dude, got the lace with the glue. I'ma dance all night in my new jeans.
Forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance, baby.
All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feel like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is,
all she wanna do is dance.
All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
Well, there we go. Yes, we started off, didn't we, with Dance. All she wants to do is, and then we put in Dance ourselves. All right, yep, we could do that. And that came from John Legend, of course. And that followed on with Dance, Dance, Dance from Chic. Breakfast show time. We're 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Let me just remind you as we go through the morning. By the way, don't forget to join me in the next hour, probably around about 8.20, 8.30. My guest is going to be Contact. Yep, that's my guest name. They're going to be coming, talking to me. He's coming in on the line. We're going to be doing it by Zoom because he's not here in Panama. We're going to be talking about his music. The album is Paradigm, someone I was listening to yesterday. It's different. It's good. I like it. Most of it. And so, yeah, do join us because that's going to be in the next hour. For right now, though, please remember, as you're sort of just rushing off to the office there, the De Gourmet store, the delicatessen store and speciality foods store, they are in Paitia Mall. Yep, they're also in Paitia Mall next to the Panama Clinic. That's there in the Pacific Center. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. And by the way, don't forget, there you can also find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. The Gourmet Store, pop in on the way to work. And also don't forget our friends, our sponsors here on The Breakfast Show in Cuenta 24. They sell cars like nobody else. All right? Every 6 minutes they sell one on their website, in Cuenta 24, or their app, whichever way is easier for you. So do check it out. If you've got a car for sale, get it on there quick. Otherwise it'll be sold before you get it there. They're so quick. And also, they've got about 5,000 cars there that you can check out as well if you're looking to buy a car. That's in Cuenta 24. Now, let me say a very good morning, Mary Lou. Good morning to you. She says a happy birthday to Rosita and wish everybody a great day. I wonder if you can play There's a Kind of Hush from the Carpenters. Shh.
You know what I mean, just the two of us, and nobody else in sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, get closer now, and you will see what I mean. It is.
was the Carpenters, and there's a kind of harsh request this morning for Mary Lou. Now, by the way, that one, that is the kind of harsh I remember. The one that was very, very popular in the UK was the version which was made by Herman's Hermits. And but that one, the Carpenters, love that. Love them both. Completely different. We're about 7.5 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3. Cool FM. My next piece of music is this one.
Would you be my girlfriend?
Pardon? I couldn't hear you. Speak up.
Would you be my girlfriend?
No, I'm not going to be your girlfriend. NSYNC! And girlfriend.
I like you, right? Like you, right? Would you be my girlfriend?
Oh, get out of here. Go on.
I don't know why you care.
Why are you thinking about him?
He doesn't even know you're there. Your eyes, and he don't love your smile. Girl, you know that he's there. The middle of the night, he's gonna be by your side. Oh, will he run it high?
You don't know, cause things ain't clear.
That's NSYNC, and
girlfriend
is what it's called. So now you've met your girlfriend, what's going to happen next?
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Aventica Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Aventica at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. How about Carbliondo on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Who is? Don't touch that dial.
Hey, it's a mess out there. They can leave, but we don't care. We'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play. Make a mess right here. Do whatever. I like it weird. Okay. Let him disappear. Say whatever you want to hear. Just say.
Like, hey.
We toast and then we cheers. All you girls are here. Something ain't right. If you're young, it's crazy if it's that one to take you down. So you can feel the fight till the dawn. The energy is flowing, it keeps us glowing. So we don't need no light. Why it on? I'm talking to you, girl. It's a new world.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? I'm looking at the same ocean you are. I'm on the same side of the country as you are there, Mr. Jerry D and Miss Yasmin. I'm telling you, I'm looking out here at that island. What a beautiful, flat ocean this is this morning. Oh, man, did that park get beat up by that storm. There are so many torn down trees, and looking down and seeing all that's been ripped up. That was some heck of a tropical storm you guys went through a couple, 2 weeks ago. Man, did it rip up that beautiful park. What used to have so many beautiful shade trees is just, oh man, beat up. And it is a gorgeous morning. Ah, the sun is just sticking out all through those high-rise buildings. Wow, it's nice to be in the city. It's a beautiful city. Glad I'll be leaving here shortly. I got to go get some legal paperwork done, and I'll be back in El Valle before the afternoon. But it's nice to be here. I'm sitting on this view and looking out on a balcony. It's, wow, I can see why y'all like it over here. It's nice when it's quiet and there's no traffic and the birds are singing and the ocean is flapping around. It's gorgeous. That sun just ricocheting off of that ocean and some of those glass buildings. And there's the airplanes. Last night I was sitting on the balcony just hanging out, having a glass of water. And the planes, they have a specific pattern that they come towards this apartment, and then it's like this giant like flashlight is aimed right at your face, and at the last minute it turns away. It's kind of creepy, but it's cool because it does repeat itself time and time again. But and seeing all of those ships lined up to go through the canal with all their lights on, I forgot how beautiful this area was. And don't forget how profitable it is as well. All those ships out there means all that money for Panama. Woohoo! We can use it too. Got to get them roads fixed up, schools and everything. Well, driving back, going to be a bit of a day, but I'm looking forward to it. You guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Hey,
the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Well, there we go. Big thanks to Ingrid this morning for her little report over here, right here in Pytea, around this way. Yes, you can see for miles. And that's the Who, by the way. So big thanks to Ingrid. And here on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 24 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3. And that is Cool FM. If you like that kind of music, and I love this section of this morning's program. It's time to say a very good morning to my guest. Well, a bit of everything to do with music, my guest this morning. Contact. Yes, we've made contact. Good morning to you.
Hey, Gary, good morning.
How are we?
Can you hear me all right? Is the volume good?
I'm a bit low, but I can probably push it up.
You know, I'll turn up a little bit on my end. The beauty of doing intercrosses.
Across the miles. We're okay. We're managed. You sound awesome. Pretty good. We can whack it up a bit. Look, Contact, great to have you on the program. And I was taking a listen through some of the tracks on your album, Paradigm, yesterday. Define your style of music.
I like to define myself, in Spanish I call it mezcolanza, which roughly translates in English to just, I guess, mixture, as if you were cooking, really just like a mixture.
Right.
That's the way that I've approached music for a while now. I've been producing for 10 years, and really, I've just treated it as a playground. So it's just
right.
Mixture, it's just everything. It's nothing in particular, it's being welcome into different styles. If a rhythm is calling to me that maybe sounds more... Cuban than usual, then mm-hmm. I put it in there, but it's not like I open up my software and I'm thinking I'm going to make a song in that style.
Okay. So do you just sort of start off with a blank canvas and then just sort of mix things in as you go along?
I'm a very rhythmic person, so I usually start thinking rhythm first. For a lot of the songs on this album, it was rhythm first. So either starting with a simple drum pattern and letting that inform the melodies. So so for that one that you just played, Alda, that song really just started with that really simple two-note line. That was it. So I just looped that and then added a bass, just one note. Kept it very simple. I really just wanted to see how much I could get out of a very simple idea. That's the way I like to work, kind of maximalist production with very minimalistic ideas. But yeah, very rhythmic. So usually I'll do just a rhythm with no notes, and then I'll find the notes to that rhythm, as opposed to saying I'm going to work in this key today or I'm going to play that scale.
Okay.
I'll find the notes to the rhythm. I find that that works best for me.
And then how do you sort of decide, well, that works and that one doesn't? I mean, because, I mean, I was listening to it. I mean, that, for instance, that particular track and a lot of your tracks, I mean, I really like, because what I like is, for me, it's music that, it takes you on a journey. There's nothing defined and then you go through it and you listen to it. In fact, I've got a favorite artist, comes out of the UK, a guy called Michael E. And he does electronic sort of or chill out music, but the thing about it is, and a little bit like when I was listening to your music yesterday, you can listen to it a number of times and you can interpret it a different way each time you listen to it. Would you agree?
Oh, that's so great to hear. Yeah, I mean, that was my goal with the album for sure. That was my end goal. And if you'll notice, most of the songs are what we call through composed.
Right.
So it doesn't have a specific structure set. It's not like we're gonna do a chorus twice.
Right.
It's the same chorus, and we'll have a bridge in the middle, and then maybe a pre-chorus, and then an outro. Most of the songs have sections that only play once and never repeat again.
Right.
And that's a very conscious decision, because the way that and this is something in the past couple of years I've developed is this way of thinking that music is a direct reflection of life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite artists, Napalm.
Right.
She's an Australian singer. She's the main lead singer and guitarist and composer for the band Hiatus Coyote. Highly recommend that band.
Mm-hmm.
She said in an interview, well, she said, I love that quote. She said, she said, I think the best music comes out as a direct result of struggle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that really hit home with me, because I mean, it's true. I mean, most of the music that we love, I mean, take jazz for example.
Right.
Jazz is a style of music that, that came from struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Directly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're reaping the rewards now of people that were going through very, very, very difficult real life situations that they had no way to get out
sure.
of other than music.
Sure. No.
So for me, what I'm trying to do with my music is trying to incorporate some of that into my compositional style.
Mm-hmm.
So if life isn't cyclical, if we're just going straight ahead and we're trying to do the best we can with the time that we have, then I think that my music should also be that way. I mean, it should
right.
develop and it should explore itself during the duration of the song. It shouldn't be kind of like a structured, already imposed way of thinking that, okay, for this song, I want it to be 4 minutes long, and I want it to have three sections, and I want it to be this, and I'm kind of already deciding what the fate of the music is going to be without
mm-hmm.
even starting to discover it.
Right. I mean, would you sort of describe your music as electronic?
I would describe it as, I mean, everything is informed by an electronic production base,
mm-hmm.
which is cool, because having that, it gives me a really solid foundation to then really do whatever I want on top of it, because
mm-hmm.
To the ear, it's already so familiar.
Right.
Because what I wanted to do with this album is that the compositions themselves, if they were played by a band without all the layers and all the electronics
mm-hmm.
and all
mm-hmm.
the synths and all of that, they would still be solid compositions. That was my goal for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I originally have a electronic music background. I mean, I started mid-13 just with a Reaper and a Mixmaster, which are like free audio software programs. Just putting loops together, no real
right.
clue what I was doing. And then I like to say that I'm graduated from YouTube University. So just, that was really fun. I'm really glad to have been born into this particular time, because everything that I learned is autodidactic. I mean, just YouTube, forums, asking friends, trying stuff out, seeing what
mm-hmm.
works, seeing what doesn't. So doing that for 10 years, I mean, gives you a lot of experience, and I've noticed that when I get into a studio with people that have either gone to university to study that, or they are very, very, very trained in a specific thing and they have a master's or whatnot.
Right.
When I get into the studio, I just feel comfortable there because I've really tried out all the options and I know what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm following this list of textbook what should work and what shouldn't. It's like I've gone through it. So like my ear has developed in a way where I really trust myself to, if that sounds good, it probably is good.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, I mean, I haven't listened to all the tracks, I didn't get a chance over the week, but tell me, do you use your voice as well when you do your compositions? Because
there is one song where I use my voice, and that was really an internal joke between me and the pianist. We were like, dude, I think just for us to know, we should probably like record something in the album that only like we notice. Chrysalis, the third song on the album,
mm-hmm.
in the right after the drums come in with the bass and the guitar, there is a layer very far in the back of the mix, which I've actually pitched up an octave,
mm-hmm.
Which is just and I think if you listen close enough and you turn up the volume, you can actually hear us laughing like at the end of the at the end of that particular loop, just because we were just messing around and it was like, that's funny, it's staying in.
All right, well, tell you what, I've got it here. Let's take a listen.
Sure.
There we go. This part of Chrysalis. I told you, listening to that, I mean, definitely jazz.
For sure. A lot of gospel in there.
Yeah.
A lot of Dilla style of drumming. That's something that I've fallen in love with in the past 2 years is the discovery for me. You know, it's interesting how much music I had listened to in my life passively.
Mm-hmm.
And I now am rediscovering and really listening to it actively now is... There's so much nutritional value in so much music, even pop music that we just kind of just discard as, mm-hmm. whatever, it's popular, it has millions of streams, whatever, like, I don't care. But even, like, Taylor Swift, like, I've really gotten into Taylor Swift, and the production is super, super well done. The vocal harmonies are super tight. The arrangements are really well done. I mean, there's really any kind of music you listen to, if you're listening with an ear and not a, I'm already not going to like this before even listening to it. But, because that sometimes happens more in all our culture is we're just kind of trained to already not like something before even trying it.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, funnily enough, because we're talking about this earlier on this morning, because the number one song right now in the UK is Elton John and Britney Spears, and it's terrible.
I mean, there are exceptions for sure.
I mean, but I mentioned, you know, come on, this is Britney Spears' comeback, and you know, if you listen to it when you get a chance sometime, but I couldn't tell you who was singing on that song. It's so processed, and it's a disappointment. It's okay. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that it was a big deal, it was, you know, Britney Spears coming back with Elton John and a sort of some kind of version of Tiny Dancer, and that was what makes it disappointing. And production is, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head. Production is amazing, because sometimes we have people come through the studio and they've done this recording and it sounds like, you know, it's just not there. It hasn't got the depth. It's like somebody in the background.
And the content itself is wonderful, but it's very hard to appreciate it, mm-hmm. because it's not recorded, mm-hmm. produced, or no one took the time. I mean, I've been listening to a couple of different records that I really love, and what I love about them is that if you look at the timeline and when they were recorded in that particular artist's discography, mm-hmm. I mean, there's like between a two and a 4 year gap of time between when they released that first album and the other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really quality over quantity. And I think that's the main problem with the main music industry that we know, like the popular music that's coming out, that's always being played, is mm-hmm. there's just too many cooks in the kitchen.
I mean, but you were sort of saying earlier on about, you know, your time in music. I mean, you know, I'm knocking on a bit. My time in music, 60s and 70s, and that to me was magic. How music moved sort of, you know, really, it just changed everything completely. And what you're talking about there, and, you know, putting in sounds, and I was watching the other day on YouTube, the guys talking about, this was, Graham Goldman and Eric Stewart, Keith Godley. Godley and Cream, of course, they made some brilliant music. Of course, that was 10cc. And, they made I'm Not in Love. And that was so far advanced in its time with the number of vocals that they had to make over and over again and loop. And then all of a sudden, you know, they said, well, you know, we're missing something. They're missing something. And, their secretary, the receptionist, stuck her head around the door and they said, that's it, you know, come in. And they got her then. She said, what, you know, I don't know. She says, and that's where you get, big boys don't cry, big cry. And then just put that into the track and that just finished it off.
It's that spontaneity of just being open to whatever happens.
Exactly.
I mean, it's music. I mean, of course, the music industry, if you're trying to make a living off of this, you need to know certain things. But, I mean, in the end, what you're selling is music. So if the mm-hmm. music's not good to begin with, it's, I mean, that's you're already kind of starting at a disadvantage there. So coming back to what I was saying about the industry now, that mm-hmm. I think is a lot of us artists are frustrated. I guess we feel, I mean, really, if we really look at it deep down and kind of psychoanalyze it, it definitely comes from an internal envy of, oh, that should be us, which is not healthy, I know, but I think every artist can agree with me that really, if you take a second to really think about why you don't like certain styles of music, it's because of that. It's not that it's bad. It's not that it has any less value. It's just that you see yourself in that and, you know that you're putting in more hours than that other person is putting in, and you don't have a team behind you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think that's why we've kind of reached an impasse with the pop music scene, is that there's just so many people behind one idea.
Uh-huh.
That there's this saying that I love. It's a camel is a horse designed by a committee. Right? So it's like as soon as you get a large group of people and they start giving their own ideas of what something should be, you're already diluting and ruining what that pure original idea is.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is why I love artists like, I mean, coming back to what you were saying about records being in their time, not appreciated, and kind of being visionary in their making. I mean, take 2000, D'Angelo's Voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
That album was not well received.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's one of the hallmarks of the late 90s soul and R&B era. I mean, right now most of the music that we're seeing coming through the mainstream kind of angle, it's a lot of soul, it's a lot of R&B, it's a lot of what we now call lo-fi. But lo-fi, really all it is just taking R&B and soul samples and putting modern drums on it. I mean, that's really all it is.
Right.
But it's gospel, it's soul, and D'Angelo was on top of that. I mean, I know that on the song The Root, he had maybe 100 to 150 just vocal layers.
Right.
He would lock himself in the studio in Electric Lady in New York, which was the studio that Jimi Hendrix built, and he would just lock himself in there for 16, 18 hours and just track vocals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that album for me is definitely kind of like my Bible in terms of mixing and production and kind of refreshing my way of composing.
I mean, it's interesting because, talking about mixing genres, like you say, lo-fi, I mean, I don't know if you've heard of the Amapiano music, which is coming out of South Africa. And it's different, and it's really good. And funnily enough, I sort of thought, I like this. But that's just my taste, and I played a couple of tracks the other morning and said, well, let's see what happens. And a few people say, hey, that's really good, it's different. And I think music is, don't close your ears to anything. Listen to everything, and then, sure, if you don't like it, you don't like it. It's like, don't criticize a bottle of wine because it's cheap, because it might taste okay.
It might be your favorite bottle of wine.
Where do you sort of, how are you getting out onto the market? I know you're on Spotify, you're on all the streaming platforms, because you mentioned about, artists these days and your use, for instance, of YouTube and all these different kind of things. These are tools that are available to you that were not available to music not that long ago. You've got to go back probably 20 years and none of this was available. Is this an advantage to you, or is it, there's just oversaturation?
Yeah, great. You said, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's twofold. It's, I think it's wonderful that we have access to literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's just so much of everything.
Right.
That really, if you're looking, most of the things that are of value and maybe you're searching for, you might not find.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're on YouTube, for example, a search is already, by algorithm, filtered by most views, most likes,
right,
most popular in certain demographics in certain areas. So even if you search for hours and hours, you still might not find it, just because now a lot of content is being curated algorithmically.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like your radio show, for example. I mean, that's a person curating a list, and it's showing music, and it's taking into account what the fans like and all of that. So,
which is just as well, because I can't sing and I can't play an instrument, so I just play.
But
everybody else's.
But now it's kind of like automatic. It's based on numbers. I mean, really, if you have a playlist and it's not getting any plays, you're going to go down the list.
Mm.
I mean, simple as that. It might be the most beautifully made, really well thought out, super varied playlist that you want, but if it's not getting any plays, it's just going to disappear.
Sure. Sure. And by the way, good morning to you. It comes from one of our listeners, Rowena and Phil. They're up there actually in the States. They said great music from your guests this morning. So there you are.
Oh, thank you very much.
You got another fan.
Awesome.
So listen, I was just looking through here. This is notable mentions, International Songwriting Competition semifinalist 2020, saxophonist in the Panamanian music scene, creative musical program scholarship recipient at the Danilo Perez Foundation in Panama, Carnegie Hall Future Music Project in New York, UNSRC Symphonic Orchestra in New York. I mean, your base is extremely varied, and the key for me there is because you mentioned Danilo Perez, and they had a event a couple of weeks ago. It was the celebration of the 20th anniversary,
right,
of the Danilo Perez Foundation, and went along to that, but I was privileged to be invited to sort of after party upstairs, And to watch Danilo, he had some of his academy musicians with him. And he just sits down and points and plays and points.
That's exactly what he does. And you can see the face of the other people like, oh, really?
Oh, right. But no, but it was so successful. And I mean, and what the result was extremely good. I mean, it's incredible. And you can see the actual joy in his face when he's working.
It's like watching a kid play with his toys.
Yeah, no, exactly, like exactly. Him. And, you know, what a privilege it was sort of watching him work. But you've got such a tremendous background in music. There's so many directions that you could go in. I mean, you're saxophonist, you're songwriting, et cetera, et cetera. Where do you see Contact going in the future?
My current plan is, because this album is something that I've wanted to do for
right.
years, but I've had an interesting trajectory where I started kind of on the opposite side of the hourglass, where really through just having a really international upbringing. I mean, I lived in New York for 10 years. I was in Panama just recently for 4 years. I just moved back to my home country of Guatemala. I lived in Tanzania for a year as well because of my dad's work with the UN. So I think a lot of that, just being around so many different people and cultures actively,
right.
it's just normal for me to want to just combine things without really thinking more of it. It's like, if it sounds good, it probably is good. Like, if it's from Africa, it doesn't matter. If it's from France, it doesn't matter. If it matter, like, it's just sounds. We've just, because we humans have a tendency to want to categorize everything.
Right,
but
right.
music doesn't care what it is. It's just sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, if we get down to it, it's just air. But I think for me, this has been interesting because I've started backwards, where because of being in, I guess, the right place at the right time, I met and became friends and kind of hung out with all the people that I wanted to work with, but my aptitude level wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened to me when I just got to Panama. I mean, I had been playing clarinet in orchestra and whatnot, and I had just got accepted to the Danilo Perez Foundation, where I really refined my saxophone skills with an established
right.
players.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the saxophonists for Rubén Blades. He's been a great mentor to me and actually helped me a lot in developing my compositional style and all of that, and really trying to forget about rules and just going more by ear and interpreting sounds as colors more than anything, as opposed to you have to use these chords because that's what's in the key and whatnot. So in Panama that happened. I showed up and I became really good friends with most of the people in the scene,
right.
but I didn't have the skills to play with them. So that was really frustrating.
Hanging
out with them, having beers, talking about music, and then when it got time to go on the stage, I would just sit in the audience. Which has been a really beautiful thing in those 4 years, kind of developing and growing and learning to be able to now, I get called on gigs with them, which is really, really satisfying.
Lovely. Yeah.
Because it feels earned. But coming back to your question for the album, that for me was something that I really, really, really wanted to, just because a lot of the artists that I really admire, Porter Robinson, Madion, Skrillex, in the electronic music scene, Flume, where I take a lot of inspiration from.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they had full length, more than 1 hour albums. That's something that I really wanted to do. That is like a bubble of a universe where there's a sound palette and everything sounds related.
Yeah.
And there's an intention behind it. That's something that I really wanted to do. But it's taken 10 years for me to get the experience to be able to do that. I mean, I've been thinking about it, but really not knowing exactly what I want to do. So right now I'm taking a year. I'm forming a live show. I'm working with
this
visual artist that did the artwork for Chrysalis, the single, and Paradigm, the album. I'm going to take advantage here and plug her. Her name is Ava. She's a Venezuelan digital artist. She's fantastic. She's into the whole NFT digital art scene. She's been traveling a lot. She's super, super talented. On Instagram, she's AvaUniverse111. Highly recommend you check her out. She's a... helping me right now with my live show. So I'm taking a year. I'm taking my entire discography, including music that's not on my album, and I'm crafting a 1 to 1.5 hour show where I'm going to be triggering everything. So I'm going to be playing keys, saxophone,
woodwind
effects, drum machine. I'm going to be able to trigger live visuals on command. And ideally what I want to have after doing that solo live show is to do a hybrid, which an artist that I love, Anomaly, is doing right now. He's also like a jazz kind of electronic hybrid artist, what he's doing is he's bringing in a live band. So he has guitarists, he has a keyboard player, he has a bass player, he has a drummer, and he's incorporating all the digital elements and electronic sounds on stage with visuals. So ideally that's what I want to be doing, but it's taking more time than I thought I would.
All right, well, let's take another track off of the album, Paradigm, by Conte. Which one would you like us to play?
Oh, let's listen to Valhalla. I think that's number 15, maybe?
It's number 12.
Number 12.
Here we go. Lucky number 12. I tell you what, I really like that, and I like it because of the different sounds came. But what I like as well, although it's sort of, you know, a mixture of sounds, what is keeping it all together for the listeners? The boom, 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 boom,
groove,
boom,
exactly.
You know, and that's what's that's, if you like, tying it together. Because I'll be honest with you, I sit down and I listen to some jazz music, or I can't remember what the time it is, but it's just a lot of people playing different notes at different times, and it sort of leaves me cold,
because,
you know, but that, I mean, you're doing a similar sort of thing with that track, but that boom, 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 it keeps you, if you like, focused, and going through.
And really, I mean, the rhythm for me is an excuse to really do whatever I want on top.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a solid enough groove, and this is something that I'm taking a lot from Afrobeat, from Dembo, a lot of Panamanian rhythms, actually. Outside of the album in 2020, I released a single called Malin, which actually a lot of the musicians studying or graduated artists from the Danilo Perez Foundation recorded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this was during pandemic, so I wrote the song, which is very, very informed by Snarky Puppy, a jazz fusion band which I absolutely love, and it really defined my sound for many years. What I really wanted to do is, what if Snarky Puppy showed up to Panama and learned about their traditional rhythms? So a lot of what I learned at that foundation, rhythmically, I incorporated to that. And I think there's like 10 different features. I invited a lot of artists.
Right.
And what was really beautiful is everyone recorded at home. And then I produced and mixed and mastered in my studio. So it what's interesting is, in certain sections, it kind of sounds like people are riffing off each other, but everyone was recorded separately, which is really, really cool. But jazz, there you go.
Yeah, lovely.
So, yeah, for this song that you just played, the pianist there is called Aga Berlak. Mm-hmm. She's a Polish Polish pianist, phenomenal human being and also artist and person. She actually, by chance, graduated from the Berklee Global Jazz Institute at Danilo.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So she's graduated from Berklee and the jazz department, which Danilo runs with Marcin Pignataro.
Yeah.
So I met her in 2019 at the foundation, and then we became really, really good friends. And now I'm at a point where the compositions kind of merit bringing people like her. You know, like the compositions are solid enough where I can have people like her on there. But in the album also, Samuel Barrios, which is a pianist graduated from the Danilo Perez Foundation. He plays a lot of salsa and a lot of jazz in the Panamanian music scene. Aníbal Jiménez, he's a bass player. He used to play with Mecánica Informal, which is like a tinta salsa group that was really popular in Panama. Right now he's playing with Entre Nos. And
they've been in here with us.
A lot of people on there.
Well, unfortunately, contact, we are coming up towards the top of the hour, so we're going to have to call it a day, but I'm sure we're going to be doing this again.
I am 100% there.
When are you likely to be getting back to Panama anytime soon?
Yeah, for sure. I want to come back soon. I mean, I've been here in Guatemala for 2 years, and I'm definitely feeling the change. Because, man, I got to tell you, I'm in Panama. My schedule was basically I left home at 8, 9 in the morning, and I would show up like 3 in the morning the next day.
All right.
Because I had rehearsals, I had shows, I had meetings, studio sessions, gigs, and here it's very quiet here. Everyone goes to sleep at 9 p.m., and I'm just in my room like,
all right. when you get back to Panama, do come and see us.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, contact, thank you so very much for taking us out. We're going to continue with Valhalla. All the best, my friend.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a 100.000 residentes del área norte del terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
I'm going to tell you another thing, do not forget, make a note, De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop. It is also in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. So do hop along, alright? That's the De Gourmet Store.
ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
There we go, Mr. Will Young and Why Does It Hurt? And that was preceded by Brandy from Looking Glass. Can't beat Brandy in the morning. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Right, now I got a little message in here. Let me say good morning to Frederico. And he says, I often hear you when you're interviewing, sometimes different artists, etc. You mention somebody called Michael somebody. Yes. Michael E. Is the one I'm referring to. I've got a lot of his music, a lot of his albums. It's laid back. It's sort of almost sort of like a chill out. But what I love is his use of different sounds through his music. And I got a sort of reasonable sort of system in the bedroom. Sometimes when I want to just chill out, relax, I just put this up sort of fairly high. And listen to. So I thought, okay, well, you're asking about it, so I thought I'll share some of Michael E. with you. This is called Caravan.
Thank you.
And there we go, that's it. That is Michael Eve. We started off and put in a bit of one of his other tracks. We started off with a track called Caravan, and this one is She's Hypnotic. I tell you what, you can't beat sort of lying down at night. And the best time, you know, the best way to listen to music is in the dark, when it sort of increases the senses of hearing. And it's very, very, very relaxing. Sends me off to Bobo Land. Right, I tell you what, we're going to take a wander down the hallway and to see what Yasmin's up to. Oh yes, where is she? It is relaxing, isn't it? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, sorry, did I wake you?
No.
So, what is new with the world of Yasmin this morning?
Oh, well, nothing. I just had to close the ballet blinds because it's too sunny.
Don't see, there's no satisfying some people. We're complaining when it's raining. Mm-hmm. We're complaining when there's thunderstorms. And we're complaining when it's sunny.
But it's beautiful today outside because it looks like Christmas, like December.
But it's snowing.
No.
Oh.
The sun.
Oh, the sun.
The sun looks different on Christmas. It's like more bright. And
yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are we going to be doing with ourselves today?
Today I'm going to the movies.
Oh, you're going to the movie tonight?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. You better meet all those nice people that are going as well.
Exactly. I'll be there with all of them.
Yeah, all the tickets went, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes, and you were mentioning that somebody sort of mentioned to you about the one tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name in English.
Right.
But in Spanish it's La Chica Salvaje. And, of course, it's because it's about a book. And somebody called me yesterday and said she already saw the movie in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And she also read the book before.
Oh, okay.
And she said she loved it. She said it's just exactly as the book.
Oh, that's cool.
So she said it's a very good movie and
excellent.
Everybody should go and see it.
Mm-hmm. And the one tomorrow night is from a book as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that one.
Oh, it's that one, not tonight.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, tonight is a fantasy, romantic movie,
uh-huh.
Which, yeah, I think we're going to enjoy that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, have fun.
Yeah.
Say hello to everybody.
Yes, sure.
All right. And let me see. What else? What else is happening? Anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just checking. Should we go then? Well, we'll go home then if we've got nothing else happening. I said, well, you've got a couple of tracks from this day in music.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The first one was born, but in 1941, John McNally, The Searchers. In 1964, UK number one single, Needles and Pins.
Oh, yeah. The Needles and Pins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the same year, in the US, number three single, Love Potion number 9.
I tell you what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play both of those.
Oh, that's great.
Starting with Love Potion number 9. My troubles are too mad and rude.
You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag that I'm fairly putting by. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need. Smell like turpentine and look like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed the cop down, I'm 34 and mine. He broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. We'll
There we go, two in a row. The Searchers and Needles and Pins, and the first one, Love Potion Number 9. You know what the problem is with Love Potion Number 9, don't you? Yes.
No.
Apparently they've got to sell it at 30% less.
Mm.
You didn't get that one, did you?
No.
No.
I never heard that song.
No, I know. But you didn't get the 30% that you have. The pharmacies are having to give an extra discount.
Okay.
It's like working with an American. love it. 26 minutes before 10 o'clock, and you got another one. I tell you what, this next one is one of my top tunes of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Today was born another John Phillips, but in 1935, from American folk rock vocal group The Mamas and the Papas, who had the 1965 hit California Dreaming, the 1966 U.S. number one single Monday Monday, and the 1967 hit dedicated to the one I love.
Now, one of those is my favorite. Guess which one?
Dedicated to the one I love.
No.
No.
Try again.
Monday Monday.
There we go.
It was all I hoped it would be. Monday, Monday.
Da, 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 da,
can't trust that day.
Da, 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 da,
Monday, Monday.
Da, 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 da,
it just turns out that way.
Da, 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 da,
oh, Monday, Monday.
Da, 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 da,
won't go away.
Da, 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 da,
Monday, Monday.
Da, da, da,
it's here to stay.
I do love that song. Mamas and Papas, and Monday, Monday. I tell you why I remember it so well, because, yes, because I just not long finished my training in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And it was my first posting. It was a place, it was RAF Stanbridge in the United Kingdom. And I remember so well that song being being a hit at the time. Natural fact, it was written by John Phillips and says the Mamas and Papas, and it was the Wrecking Crew, by the way, they played the backing on that. Mm-hmm. But it was the first time in history, because it got to number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and it's the only number one hit they had. And it was the first time in history, believe it or not, a song by a mixed gender group reached the top of the charts.
Wow.
And did you notice they had a what we call a DJ's heart attack in there.
Oh, yeah?
A blank pause. It goes, it stopped for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's when DJ's panic. Philip said that he wrote the song quickly, about 20 minutes, and it includes that pregnant pause before the coda at the end, which modulates to a semitone, by the way, but succeeding Good Lovin' by the Young Rascals in the number one position. And the event marked the first time in history of the Billboard Hot 100 two songs with a pregnant pause were consecutive number one hits.
Wow.
How about that? Well, how many records have got pregnant pauses? I mean, a few, but it's not surprising. So yeah, it's all interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course it is. Yes, that's it. You can go away now and tell Ian all about it. By the way, listening to our to Contact, our guest this morning, a saxophonist. And he went to the Danilo Perez Foundation. When's Ian going?
Hey, I don't know.
He'd love to be great if he could get into there, wouldn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Needs a bit more practice. Yeah, keep going, Ian.
Yes.
Yeah, practice when you're rowing as well. Anyway, yes, you have a great day.
Thank you, you too, and everyone.
All right. And by the way, we got quite a few responses to our survey. And looking at that, some of the ideas people came up. And somebody said on there, we have more back-to-back, where we just play a number of tracks together. So I thought we're going to do that today. Yeah, we're going to play five. Tamla Motown.
I often hear another day, another night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Go five track back to back there. Motown, Tamla Motown. We started off taking a good walk with Edwin Starr, 25 miles. Baby, I Need Your Loving from the Four Tops. Back in My Arms Again, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Behind a Painted Smile was the Isley Brothers. And that last one, My Girl from the Temptations. So there, if you've got a particular artist or whatever, or a group of five songs that you like, if you're going to give us a reason why you like them, and, you know, we can put them on, we can do back-to-backs for you. It's a good suggestion. Came from one of the answers in our survey that we did. And you've still got time. We're going to keep running it till the day after tomorrow. Stay tuned, because Gigi is going to be with you in a few minutes' time. So don't go away. Plenty to entertain you here on Call FM. And tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow on the program, Wednesday tomorrow, we're going to have Andreas with us talking about the movies. And our guest in the last hour tomorrow, we've got Piki Zubieta coming in to chat to us. She's brought out a book. I went to the launch the other weekend of the book fair, Sobre Viviendo Entre Libras. And she's going to be talking to us about her book tomorrow on The Breakfast Show. And, well, that's about it. Thanks go out this morning to my special guest in the 8 o'clock hour today. That was Contact. Big thanks to him for being with us. And you can listen to it again. Don't forget, just go to our website, breakfastshow.com.pa. And you can always scroll forward on the little bar thing if you don't want to listen to the whole thing. Of course, it's about 3 hours long. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, and do everything like social media, etc., etc. So big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. And not forgetting our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. She was in town today. Saw for the first time some of the devastation that happened when we had that nasty sort of cyclone type thingy a while ago. So a big thanks to them. Big thanks to the boys and girls at Grupo Agrada who keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. We appreciate it. If you want to join us, what you've got to do is WhatsApp us on 677-188-22-677-188-22. Or, of course, you can call 223-5162, 223-5162. So I'll be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Please remember, what do I tell you at this time of day? Whatever it is that you're going to be doing between now and 6 tomorrow morning, please, please, please do it carefully. What do I want to do? I want to talk to you, not talk about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.